Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Bows and Company. I am your host, Emily O, and I am joined by the company for this week, Anne, Mom, our dear, basically our co-host for a long time. We've missed you.
I have missed dearly. It as well.
Dearly have missed you.
I've missed it, and I've never been on camera.
You have not been on camera before. The one time we tried to do it, and it failed.
It failed.
But, you know, we are here again. Happy summer. You're looking ravishing in this bright print of a blouse. It's just so lovely to see you in color.
My God. Thanks.
So we have a great show for you today. I feel like we have a lot to discuss. Mm-hmm. And I'm so happy that you're back because we needed to bring you in to go over so many different topics that have been going
on.
I'm
sure we'll just keep talking about
as we always do.
Things.
But we're going to start off with some bows and lows.
Okay.
We had another busy weekend socially and you know, it's time to share. So why don't you go ahead and touch upon your bow
and your
low. So as
we were kind of setting up things, I was thinking about it and I would say that my bow, which often happens to me, is my low turned into a bow.
Yes, I love
my
when
low,
this happens.
Yes, low to a bow. I have boxwood. We have boxwood window boxes, and it's kind of a love-hate relationship with it. And
so true.
I would say that over the years, I love them, and then I hate them.
Yeah.
And I'm happy that I have them. But oftentimes, when you back out of the driveway, you look up, and you see, oh, geez, I need to water it. I need to do more, all that kind of stuff. Okay, so that's one issue, the window boxes. Then on our front steps, I have two boxwood plants, and mm-hmm. they're kind of fuller. They're round.
Yes.
One died, and this is another problem. So if you like symmetry like I do, you have two. They're the same size.
Yes.
One dies.
It's so gone.
It happened overnight. I'm sure it didn't, but a little brown piece, I'm backing out of the driveway, and it's completely dead.
Yeah.
And I just don't have it in me, Emily. How am I going to go find two that are similar? I could call the landscaper.
The boxwood saga is an age-old tale that has been going on since we were little. Just dying and then buying new ones for the summer. Why can't they stay alive? Stick with us.
I think it's user error. I mean, I water. They probably should be in – they probably need more space than in the little –
perhaps,
box, yes.
Perhaps.
And I did use faux boxwood upstairs, which I think you've shown before.
Yes, we discussed that.
And it is life-changing. So that is actually low. I did faux ones in the middle of each window box. So we have three. Okay, so the other day, there's a lot going on. I'm backing out of the driveway. I gasp because one is completely brown. Do I haul the pots away? What do I do? I'm driving away thinking about it. And then I recall, and everyone in the family was like, okay, Mom, seriously, I saw it on the gram.
Yep.
Some, probably because my phone's listening to me, and I get a lot
sure.
of boxwood
yes.
stuff that pops
yes.
up.
Yes, so niche.
Yes, and it's a spray, and it just looks like a can of spray paint.
Yep.
But apparently it's meant for flowers. It's probably just green spray paint.
I'm sure.
Know.
Yeah.
Came back from a walk. The next day after I saw that it was brown, I got the can out. I shook it.
Mm-hmm.
I took a piece of cardboard
yep.
and I kind of put it behind because the last thing I wanted to do was paint our white door frame.
Well, right. Then we're running into a separate issue.
Green.
Yes.
Held it behind. I'm embarrassed to admit it, but I am so happy. I sprayed the dead boxwood.
Yep.
Green. I got a little bit on the black planter. I just hauled the planter around.
Yep.
And the green is in the back.
Love it.
And I couldn't get all of it. So there's like just a teeny bit of brown, what actually makes it look natural.
Wow. What a full circle story. So
I mean, no one could have seen this story coming anywhere.
The landscaping hack of the century. No, but I love how
yes.
we, because honestly, the boxwood have such a hard time in the summer. We really
and
try
I
to
just
keep them alive.
Love them. And overall, it's great. It's the potted boxwood problem.
Potted.
Now, I did also notice, and then I'll stop talking about boxwood, but as I backed out of the driveway, we have a little hedge that's really cute. One section, a teeny, maybe 4x4 section of the boxwood is brown. I'm going to get the spray out.
You're going to come by our house and our whole grass is going to be sprayed. Like, what happened to their front yard? Mom just, like, went to town. You have, like, a power washer
There's
full of this stuff.
Graffiti
yeah.
on the door.
She's like, I just love it.
Yeah.
Everything's just, like, a little too green.
It's too green.
That's
and Alyssa
so
was
funny.
Like, Mom, I said nobody would notice
no.
this as they're driving
No.
by.
I really think it's a great idea.
But I am watering religiously now. I think it's of just course. Because it got super hot and whatever. I wasn't thinking about it.
No.
And
no.
I think about it when I back out and right. then when I pull in. And by the time I get back into the house.
There's something else that's gotten your attention.
I have forgotten
yes.
to water.
Yes.
Now, there are some dead ones. One's looking a little brown. I don't think I'm going to hang out the window with the cardboard and
waving to the neighbors. Hello, yeah. I'm painting.
Gardening.
Gardening. Gardening. Tending to my leaves.
Yes.
That's so funny. Well, I'm really, when you shared this earlier with me, I was like, oh my gosh, everyone's going to love this. And I'll yes. definitely post the spray paint well, on my Bose & Company Instagram. Paint.
And then even my neighbor, who's so sweet. When I put the faux boxwood,
yes.
I can't believe I did this, but they look real. Oh, the spray paint is also recommended for faux. If it fades in the sun or
oh,
something,
okay.
you can spray it.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it looks
it's
real.
It's great for walls. No,
it looks real. Mm-hmm. But the boxwood in the window boxes, the middle ones are faux, and the two on the ends are alive,
uh-huh.
but they're browning.
Yeah,
but my neighbor, I think she put faux on either side.
Oh, I
see.
Some
sort of a plant, but I feel like it maybe looks too fake. I'm
perhaps.
Not really sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't blame her. She's got four kids. We can't be hanging out.
The whole neighborhood's just going to be having
right. And faux. And I will back up. We've had them for over 20 years. And at the time, I did not get the kind that you can tube or drain. They're self-watering.
Oh, I
so
see.
So you could fill them up. And
okay.
then I have tried over the years numerous things, like the little things that you fill up with water and you leave it in there.
Well,
so
I remember
just want
that.
Everyone to know that I have tried all of these things.
Yes.
And really they flourish when you water them yourself. But I also have seen people, I think, use a plumber and they like tube it somehow.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. You know what my favorite thing is the fall when you just put pumpkins.
I love it. Or even in the winter, just greens.
Yeah.
I have a nest in my,
you know what? We can't bring the paint
window box
up there because there's a
no,
family
there's a
right
family
there.
Living. She is nesting, and
it's
I
so cute.
Hear little chirp chirps. Yeah,
no,
it is actually
cute.
Really sweet, and mm-hmm. I just like look out and see the kids.
That's where one of the dead boxwood is.
Oh well, we're not. She's not moving then because
no, we can't touch it.
We can't touch it. Okay, well, love okay. the bows and lows. What a yeah. sweet story. I would say for me, my low, my feet hurt. We've had a big weekend full of heel wearing and whatnot. So blisters, aching. Other than that, mm-hmm. everything else is pretty swell.
To put your UFOs on.
Oh, the UFOs have been working overtime this weekend, most
mine
definitely.
Right,
yes.
On the side of my bed.
I do
my
that every morning.
Right into them.
So, fun fact about me, if I step out of the bed the wrong way, it can ruin my feet for the whole day. So, I immediately.
I know.
It really changes the whole trajectory. I have very sensitive feet.
Wow.
Other than that, that's pretty much my only low.
No, what we. Well, we could talk about the wedding, but we did dance Friday night.
Right, and then the bow, I was going to transition into the wedding on Friday night, which was so fun, and
oh
then
gosh.
Our event last evening, which we'll touch upon. So Friday, we had a wedding for my – it's a good family friend, but started with my best friend from high school, Megan, and it's her sister. Her older sister, Caitlin, got married.
And
so,
she's Claire's age.
And she's Claire's age. And they're friends. We're all family friends. So that took place. And we love a Friday wedding. I mean, we had a Friday wedding.
Loved it.
It was very festive. It was a beautiful church ceremony, followed immediately by the reception downtown at a cool hotel. So we had a really, really fun time. It's just
it was beautiful.
I love going to weddings. I'm on the wedding circuit. I've been to two weddings. And this is like
you were funny because we're at the second wedding and you look around and you're like, so this is fun. This is fun. So this is kind of what happens.
I said it to Claire and Connor just because they've been going to so many weddings because it's like their stage in life. I said, so it's just kind of like, you know, mm-hmm. how would is this like normally what we do? And they're like, yes. I mean, we had our own wedding, but it was really fun to go to theirs. Yes. And a summer wedding. The boys were in blue suits. The bridesmaids had beautiful, like, light pink gowns
so
on.
Pretty.
It was really fun. So we danced the night away. We were there
I was
so
not
late.
Expecting to
I
dance
wasn't
that much.
Expecting that either. But we had a really great time. I think we left at, like, 12:30.
What shoes? You had on gold.
I actually had very comfortable shoes on because mm-hmm. if you followed me on YouTube or the Reels on Instagram, I was sharing the four dress
that was
options.
Fun.
Yeah, I loved doing that.
I appreciated their help.
I appreciated their help, and I legitimately needed help this time because they were all really great dresses.
It was also cute because there were some followers that are friends of yours.
Right.
Who were at the event, and they were all, okay, yes, I picked number one.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Everyone felt invested, and then Elizabeth wore.
She ended up wearing number three.
One of them.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and it looked so good on her. But I did switch the shoes because I was going for comfort because I figured we were going to be dancing a lot. So I wore a fabulous gold shoe from Antonio Milani that I wore mm-hmm. to the Dallas event, and they're so comfortable. comfortable. I never took my shoes off. I mean, I was hobbling by the end of the night, but that's just because we were dancing. So
they did have flip flops there.
They did have flip flops,
which was a cute little touch. I don't think I can dance as well.
I like the height. Yeah, I really do. I like to be just a little bit more elevated.
And I wore mine were high. They were a Sarah.
They were high for you.
There was a Sarah Flint gold.
Yes.
And Elizabeth has worn them because we're the same size. I had never worn them before. No, yeah. I did wear them. I take that. I have worn them one other time. And I was walking into the church, and I like to walk quickly. And
absolutely.
All of a sudden, you know, when you're used to walking really fast, and I had to put the brakes on. And
well, you lasted
so, like,
all night.
To it. I did. I lasted all night.
Other than, like, walking in the church and then getting up to the event, there wasn't a lot of, like, distance
no,
walking.
And they were open toe, which I've said before was great.
Yes.
So
many weddings this weekend, just like in life, I feel like. And also downtown, there was two weddings at the hotel that we were at this weekend. I feel like I've just been seeing a lot of marriages. I mean, June and July are wedding season.
Thank you, Emily. they are wedding season.
Yes, they are. It's fun, though. I like it. Oh, and they had a great night for it.
It gives you something to do. And then it was really cute. This family on Saturday, then we didn't go because we had something else to do, but it was mostly for their family. They were going to the Guardians game.
Yes.
So I thought that was really a great idea.
Definitely. So I ended up wearing the Eliza J dress, which was perfect and the colors of it was pink and white, basically, were the colors. So we dressed, you know, on theme.
You were totally on theme.
And then on Saturday, which was last night, we've been really getting in the habit of, like, recording on Sundays. It's always just a quick turnaround. It's very up to the minute, but
it is. I haven't recorded on a Sunday in a while, but I kind of like it.
Yeah, because then you get
it's
the fresh.
Tomorrow
it is
fresh.
Yes, yes. So last night, Claire, well, why don't you take it away?
Okay, wait, was there anything else from the wedding that we needed to talk about? I was just trying to think. It was just beautifully done.
It was just beautifully done.
And it was fun for us all to be there.
Yes, it was fun for us all to be there.
And we sat with some other nice people at our table.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, I think we covered it.
Well, I mean, it was overall just a wonderful evening celebrating Caitlin and Sam. And you know, love.
Most importantly, love.
Yes.
Okay, so we did take care of that. And then it does throw you off because of Friday night, having something fun like that.
But we love doing it on a Friday night because you still have the whole weekend. And especially for those who travel. I mean, it might be a little tricky because it's like getting there. We ran into the same problem like early on a Friday. But honestly, a summer Friday is almost easier because I feel like people might have like half days.
Oh,
or
right.
Yeah. So.
But I'm happy for them. And
me too.
They did a beautiful job. And I was so happy to be there celebrating with them.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Exactly. Okay, then yesterday, I just took it easy all day.
I know, you haven't like laid
I
on the couch
done that in
forever.
My mother would be so happy because Grammy is very much rest.
Yeah.
Take a moment, lay down to your bed.
Yeah.
And I read. I laid on the couch and I read.
I love it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had a really calm day, and I don't know, I think the only thing I was working and stuff, but Elizabeth and I just like went and got coffee. Well, then we had another event right away, pretty much.
We did,
early on, that we had to get there early and get ready for, so that started at 5-ish. So we go ahead.
So Claire she did it last year, and she's the co-chair for the American Cancer Association.
Yes.
Young professional
organization.
Yeah. And last year, so a good friend of hers that she used to work at KPMG with.
In consulting.
I like how we're finishing each other's words.
We do that a lot.
We do. So the two of them, I think he pulled her into it a couple of years ago.
Yep.
And last year, I don't remember where it was. We didn't attend. It was just an outdoor event. And they raised $3,500. And then they were granted, or they were given more money, bigger budget.
Yes.
I think so. From the bigger American Cancer Association in Cleveland, gave them more money. So they were able to step up the event, and I'm really proud of Claire.
So proud.
I'm always proud of Claire, but obviously. I was really excited for her last night and proud of her because her and her co-chair organized this event. It was at the House of Blues. They had a great turnout, I think 130 people or so.
It was a lot of
and
people.
And the space was awesome for it. They did. She's a good committee.
Mm-hmm.
Very good at leading.
Very good leadership qualities.
Yes. And they had silent auction. They had a wine pull. They had a really cute thing. I actually thought it was a photo backdrop. It wasn't. It could have been, though. It was so cute.
The records.
It was a big black frame. And then Connor and another guy, I think the co-chair.
Yeah.
They took string, and Claire had gotten a whole basket or box of real records off of Facebook Market.
Yep.
And I think for nothing. And the co-chair drilled holes, and they tied them together with string. Mm-hmm. And it was so cool. They just hung from this thing. And you could, for $10, buy a sticker, which went on the label of the record.
Yep.
Very creative.
Very.
I think that was Claire's idea. And it was in memory or in honor of someone who has had cancer or who passed away. So that was great. It was like great stations as you walked around.
Great food. Really good food. I told her that. I was like, Claire, the food was great. Because she picked it all out and she did a great job. There was like past appetizers.
Sliders.
Yes. Pizza. Tacos.
I was really in the mood for all of it.
All of it.
Delicious. And then they had Hope Punch was the drink, but that was really cute. That was cute.
They had a cute signature drink, and Claire got up and spoke with her co-chair, and mm-hmm. they raised
just about hit 60,000. They were like $44,000.
Yes.
Right when they stood up. So they extended their goal.
Yes.
This is a lot of math right now.
No, we're here
they
for
extended
it.
Extended their goal to 60,000.
Mm-hmm.
And they got very close, like 56.
Yeah. But you're right. They raised it that night. And they went from last year, which was $3,500, to raising $58,000. So
I was really impressed with these young professionals in Cleveland.
Very impressed. Mm-hmm. Just put together. Members of society, and it was refreshing to see.
There was the cocktail hour, everyone was having fun, the drinks going to the different stations, and then she had photo booth.
That photo booth, wait, actually, did she pick that out herself? Like, whoever that person was, we should really think for.
Well, I'm not going to say the name because I'm not positive that's who it is.
But it had a cool backdrop of Cleveland, but I really liked that. It was a nice photo booth.
It was very nice.
I enjoyed that.
Yes. Who doesn't like a photo booth?
I don't want to meet them.
Nope.
So
but the flow. Oh, and her table settings.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Her centerpieces were adorable. She had music.
Yeah.
Sheet music. So they had, she had sheet music, which I think she got from her mother-in-law at school. There was extra old music books or something. And she kind of staggered them as a little table runner.
Yep.
And then she just had very inexpensive, probably from the dollar store, glass vases. And she filled them with disco balls. I should say it was a music theme.
Oh, yes. It was a music theme. So it was hosted at the House of Blues on East 4th in downtown Cleveland. So, yes, it was a music theme.
So it was a whole music theme. And it was really... her centerpieces were darling. And then she had like twinkle lights in the vase with the sparkle disco balls.
Mm-hmm.
So it just kind of radiated out.
I loved it.
I loved it. And then when they spoke, they had everyone come, and everyone were rule followers. They were.
Yeah.
I mean, it was very good citizens that we had
there. Honestly, it was very, very good citizens is the best way to describe it. Leaders of Cleveland.
I was very proud of all of them.
So proud.
And they moved the speech along. The speeches went.
But I enjoyed listening. They were engaging. It was funny.
Claire did. Claire is, I think, a good public speaker.
Always has been a very good public speaker.
Mom, so I do think that. But she did a great job. And she had a really cute red dress on.
You know what? I should link the dress. It was a red dress from Shopovara. And it was kind of like a fit and flare. Super cute. She wore a little heel. It was perfect for the event. Mm-hmm. And it looked great on her. Red is really her color.
Oh my gosh, she looked fantastic. And really, it would be good for Elizabeth if she needs anything at Miami.
Yes.
If your college or your school needs
Shopovara. I wore a Shopovara jumpsuit last night, and
I think it's actually called Avara.
I'm confused.
The website,
you know what,
is Shopovara.
Yeah, because when I go to link it on LTK, I always have to type in Shopovara, so that's why I have it.
I don't know what Avara means, but I think the actual website.
Blouse that, if you're joining us on video, it's from Avara. And the blouse that you wore in my last YouTube video, that blue, that coastal blue one, mm-hmm. is also Avara. And I just feel like for the price point, it's like it looks a lot more expensive.
I agree.
We always get compliments on our Avara
and
pieces.
I mean, my summer uniform.
Yes.
It's just white pants.
And
it's
a blouse
easy.
Such as
I
this.
Have a variety of white pants and a little blouse.
I love it. Yeah.
Sandal.
But Avara has really been pulling through for the three of us and the four of us, I should say, recently. Mm-hmm. So definitely check it out. I had a white. Was it like a denim material?
It was. It was
like
a white
denim jumpsuit.
It was sleeveless. Really cute. A wide leg.
I had Walmart.
Oh, my gosh.
Wedges on, which have been my new favorite shoe. They're aggressively comfortable, especially coming off of the night before where my feet were sore. And then I had my Kohl's purse. I mean, talk about bargaining.
Your friend loved your outfit, Aubrey.
Yes.
And I think she was shocked that the shoes were from Walmart because they are really cute.
And the purse does not look like it's from Kohl's. And I had on
a lot of purse compliments.
Well, it's a great purse. I mean, it's a great purse.
I wanted to use it last
night. Oh, I'm sorry.
No. I ended up, I wore a red blazer, a Veronica Beard short sleeve blazer, and I found a crossbody. I don't really crossbody much.
I liked it.
Liberating.
Oh, yes.
And it was just a little one. A little one.
Your go yard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it matched perfectly.
I feel like we have a good amount of red in our wardrobes just because of like Miami and mm-hmm. stuff. Kind of. And I don't know. But yeah,
Elizabeth
I really.
Elizabeth looked cute.
Oh, she looks so cute. She had an Avara dress on too. We were all in Avara.
I wasn't last night.
Well, yeah. I mean, you were in Veronica Beard. But
the three of you were.
Yeah.
And none of it looked the same.
No, you couldn't tell that it was all from.
I tend to buy a lot of my blouses look similar. Because it's a style, a look, but those
perhaps, but they, yeah they don't. They're very flattering. I mean, you don't think like, oh, God, Ian's wearing that same shirt again. What is she doing? Like, I don't ever think that at all. Yeah. So anyway, those were the outfits. I'll link everything. I think I'm gonna post a picture in the white jumpsuit, so you probably already saw it.
I love the white jumpsuit, and
be great for a bride too if you have
a
shower, bachelorette, like a brunch or something. And I just can't get over how, I don't know, the Walmart. Heels. At first I was kind of a hater. I was like, these,
you were not kind of a hater. I would pull them out.
It's like I would scoff because they just looked, I don't know. And then once you kind of broke them in,
they're a little bit, I wonder, it's a little bit bigger size than you're
that's
used
what
to,
it was.
But were you okay in the bigger
yeah,
size?
Yeah, no, I was great in it. They're light as a cloud.
Light as a cloud.
I know. I'm so sometimes I really just can.
You resisted them.
I totally did. We were trying to. I think you
but
got them for Palm Springs.
Would you advise people if they're still even available? We did get them for Palm Springs. Would you advise people to go up a half a size or just still stick? Because I think they're eights. I think I actually got
really?
It for Elizabeth.
The only problem is that the ankle.
Is that you walk out of them?
No. Yeah. So they don't stay on my feet. That the strap around my ankle was always the problem because I thought that it looked too big. Like it was coming off of me.
Okay. So true to size.
So then. I would say true to size. The outfits were strong last night. The event was wonderful. And we're just so proud of Claire and her just ability to plan, organize, and raise money.
I mean, all of it. I was all sitting of it. Right in the front seat,
videotaped all of
Connor
it.
Connor was right next
he
to
was
me.
The closest. He was like
he
an
was
inch
so
away from the stage, just like gazing at her. It was so sweet.
And he helped set, I mean, he was there helping to set up.
Yeah, they were setting up all day.
And her co-chair, his wife, is just lovely.
I love Michelle.
I love, whoops, the door's open.
Hey girl, we're recording.
That's
you're fine.
Okay. I just feel like talking about the fashion of the night.
I know. There was
reason,
like good outfits.
But because it was summer casual at the House of Blues. So that's a little tricky for mm-hmm. me.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was a little tricky. But Michelle, she always looks really great.
She does. She's
and
a good dresser.
I thought she had a jumpsuit on. It was not a jumpsuit. She got it at Express. And it was monochromatic. And it was a beautiful plum color.
Yep.
And it was skinny pants, like a cigarette pant.
Yes.
With a fitted tee tucked in. And then she had kind of an oversized double-breasted blazer on. Ugh. She looked fabulous.
She looked chic.
And a sandal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's a doctor. She's cool.
She's cool.
I've always thought she's cool.
And kind.
Sometimes I tell her that.
I think I might have told her that last night.
You have an urge to.
I just gave her a big hug because I'm always happy to see her.
Yes.
And I'm like, you look beautiful.
Yeah. Well, she's obviously beautiful, but to take it a step further, she's just like a cool girl.
Cool. I'm like, I liked her interpretation of summer casual.
No, it was.
Because you know I love a blazer.
Obviously.
I had on shoes last night that were Veronica Beard.
Yes.
So, you know, it's difficult though, back-to-back shoes two nights in a row.
But bringing in that wedge aspect, I think really softened kind of some of the actual physical pain, of course, and then lasted the
but
entire
I
night.
I really like those shoes.
I will also link those. You just purchased though. They're like a brown, I would almost say they're like a, not a complete straight across platform. There's a little bit of a dip down.
They're high as
but they're
well.
High. Were they comfortable?
They were okay. They weren't bad.
Okay.
They're kind of a brown suede crisscross at the top.
I really like them.
So they,
I wish I was your size.
A little bit.
Yeah, there's always
Elizabeth
something.
Had worn them the weekend before for the first time. I let her borrow them, and she kind of broke them in a little bit.
Good. that's a good system. Pass them off to her. Pass them off to the young blood to break in. Mm-hmm. So I guess
the bottom line is everyone needs to get a wedge, an espadrille.
A wedge and wedge. Go to Obara and check out some of their summer pieces if you're feeling stuck in your wardrobe
choices.
It's
up there with a straw bag for me.
Yes.
Is to have a more than one, if you want, summer wedge.
I completely agree. Mm-hmm. And then after that, Aubrey and I ended up going out on the town, which was fun. And then I stayed overnight at Claire and Connor's again, shocker. Mm-hmm. And then Elizabeth came and picked me up this morning in the Beaumobile to pick up Miss Bose. I'm kidding. She had the window down. And then we went and got smoothie bowls. And then we came home and we went up to our lake house today, which is another reason why I wanted to have you on, because we are getting so close to the move-in. Why don't you talk about that, Ian?
I am busting with excitement.
Busting.
To use Elizabeth's term. Yes. I am beyond excited. So
it's thrilling.
The movers are moving the furniture in on Wednesday.
This Wednesday, everyone.
I can't even believe it.
In 48 hours from when you're listening to the podcast.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yes.
It's happening.
It's happening. And sound the alarms.
Right. And I will say we checked on it today. And
yes.
You had not seen it in a while.
Like
and
2 weeks, I want to say.
Right.
Which a lot has changed because it moved so fast.
So Monday and Tuesday, the carpet will get finished tomorrow.
Yep.
And we have a very detailed schedule. And it's just a beehive of workers and people. And
how many people are in the house at one time?
There was one day last week. There were 30 people.
That's
working.
Crazy. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Do they run into each other?
I believe so.
I
think so. And then sometimes when I pop in, like I was there on Friday with Elizabeth, I just wave. I don't interrupt anybody.
No, there's like actually no time for
Wednesday,
any of that.
Wednesday, we had an appointment where we were walking through and placing certain things, and that was scheduled. But other than that,
they are not to be interrupted.
No. And then yesterday, we keep having a cleaning company come in. Nick, who's fantastic, he's in charge of the project. He has a cleaning crew come in, and you could really tell today. So all the paper was up off the living room and the game room.
It was
the
clean,
kitchen.
Mom. Like it was
and
clean,
it was really clean. And then when you walked in, I mean, I love this. It was a booty station. That doesn't sound appropriate. A booty station?
Is that what they call it in construction?
I don't know. It was
I thought that's what they called it.
It's like little booties for your feet.
Yeah, like the covers that you put on so you don't track in anything.
And it was a laminated sign.
It was so organized. It was so funny.
And we walked in and we put it on. And I appreciate that because
no one's tracking in.
Think about
that.
Like we just had the floors cleaned. So it's getting – I mean, we are getting there. And everything was out of the kitchen except for the island. They had piled stuff on, and it's getting really close. So I think that...
Give us the schedule for the week.
Oh, my God. Nothing more. I wish I had brought it completely.
I know.
Okay, so tomorrow the carpet will get finished, installed, and then the painters are finishing some things on the first floor, and then tomorrow they will continue putting hardware on.
Okay.
So you could see in some of like all the door handles aren't on yet, but it's all ordered. It's all there. And they're just moving themselves through it. Okay. Tuesday, I'm having the carpet sealed.
Uh-huh.
Fiber seal, which if you get new carpet, I recommend, I've done this for years, or new furniture, get it sealed with some sort of a company. Hopefully there's nothing wrong with doing this, but I've done it for years. And then
I don't think there is.
I mean, there's probably chemicals, but if
there's paint or there's chemicals in paint,
there's
chemicals in the
you're so right.
garage flooring ceiling that we're doing. Mm-hmm. There's chemicals in everything.
Well, for me, sealing the furniture and the carpet, then I have like a maintenance program. So if somebody tracks in something, I call them and it apparently comes up easier, and they give you stuff. So that is happening on Tuesday at 1 o'clock. The windows are being washed on Tuesday.
Slay.
We're going to have another cleaner in on Tuesday.
Yep.
Before the movers come on Wednesday. The blinds are also being installed in the windows on Tuesday.
After they're being cleaned? No, they're being cleaned from the outside.
They're cleaned inside and outside first.
And then the blinds.
And then the blinds
will
go
up. Yeah, of course, that makes sense. Wow, that is a quick turnaround.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
And then, let's see. Wednesday, the movers come. They are scheduled Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I can't imagine that.
I don't understand why they can't just do it all in one day.
I think it takes a while to set up the beds and everything. So I think they just have the time, and we have a storage unit. So I'm hoping that that's really just Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah, no, I didn't mean that in a bad way. I just, like, we don't have that much furniture.
No, and in my mind, I mean, I want them running, and that's not realistic.
Of course. Let's go. Whoa, our power just went out.
Whoa, it just came back
on. Oh, my gosh, that's so crazy. That's bizarre too, because it's like a perfect day out. There's nothing wrong.
I think there might be a storm a brewing.
Wait, seriously? Mm-hmm. I could, like, go for a storm.
Couldn't you?
Yeah.
Cozy?
I would love to be cozy with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Love you. Just want to let you know I hadn't said that in a little
cuddle.
Bit.
Cuddle
time. I think we're still so rolling though.
Hello?
Oh, I don't even have my headphones on. No, it didn't affect it. It's just because the computer was plugged in.
Did you see us look around? It was scary.
Scary times. Okay, so Wednesday, Thursday, you're planning on the movers coming in.
Oh, okay, then. I mean, since we're going through my schedule.
They're just chucking couches into the house.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
Also, power washers are coming. There's still a dumpster in our driveway. They're going to take the dumpster away, and they're going to power wash everything. And then they are probably bringing back a small dumpster for last minute things that need to get hurled out of the house.
Right, right, mm-hmm. right.
We had the garage floor was redone.
Yep.
Because it got screwed up when they had to tear down the garage. Understandable.
Of course. Right. Of course. That makes sense.
And I think that forced them to clean out some of the stuff that was in the garage as well. You know, with a job site, there's a lot of things that accumulate.
Yes. Oh, you're saying that with them, that because maybe like a placing station? Mm-hmm. Right. That makes sense.
What else is happening?
I mean, that is a massive amount of stuff.
Here's the big thing. We went to the storage unit today.
We did.
And I have most of the bedding at our house right now, and I've washed most of it. That is not an easy job.
No.
I don't.
Not
mind
a small undertaking.
Ironing. I mean,
you do like ironing.
I do like
our ironing queen.
So I'm gonna iron the duvets. I just feel like I like that better than taking it to the dry cleaner. So that's underway. Mm-hmm. My goal is the next day or two. I'm not sure when I'm doing this. Maybe at night. I'm gonna get that all done. Like, I have taken every pillow sham apart. I'm washing everything.
Yeah, I mean, so I feel like it's fresh. Just been sitting in the garbage bag, so it, yeah.
And then we do have new bedding in some of the rooms.
Yes, we do.
So I need to wash that, iron that, get the duvets in, and it takes up a ton of space. So I've ordered huge contractor hefty bags.
I like this idea.
Hopefully this is interesting to people. I don't know. Huge.
We're doing it anyway. This is what we got to going on, so.
Yes, huge contractor bags, and then I will put everything for each room organized.
I will link those contractor bags because where'd you get them from?
They're just like a hefty bag, but contractor size. So they're huge. Just Amazon.
Yeah, I know. But like,
you know, I said this to Elizabeth and you. I really wish I had like huge wicker baskets.
Yeah, you said that to me the other day.
And I could tie like a big bow around it and place it on each bed. We are not doing that.
It's just not in the time schedule
and
right
really
now.
Really, a duvet, a big comforter, and all of the pillows. I mean, it takes up a ton of room. There's bedding all down in the basement.
Bedding is huge.
Huge. The pillows, the shams, everything.
Yes, it is. It is a lot of space.
But I'm getting really excited about it. I love a good organizational house project.
Built for this. This is like your.
It's game time.
Super Bowl. Game time. It's not funny anymore, guys. It's game time.
Game time.
Because July 4th is rapidly approaching.
Right. Now, one thing that I did not do.
Yes.
Is the movers came and they moved out all of the furniture, everything in the garage. I did not have them take everything out of the kitchen. Because it was just too monumental at the time.
That was monumental.
Right. So before the movers come on Wednesday, again, I guess in between ironing and whatever, I am going to go out and I'm going to take everything out of our pantry.
Yes.
I actually can't wait.
I am dying.
I cannot.
No, and I know you actually can't wait.
No, I can't. It's like Christmas morning. I'm going to take it all out. I'm cleaning all the shelves. Then I'm going to.
It's like Monica from Friends.
Oh.
She shows up with her broom and her.
I can't wait. And no one will do it with the attention to detail and love that I will.
Well, obviously.
Because, I did clean out before we started all of this, but I will just put it back.
It's going to be great. It's going to be fresh. And I honestly still think it was smart that you didn't move all of that out of the kitchen because that's so many dishes and like the pantry. Things would have become broken in.
So what I think I'll do is I'll take like our dinner plates and everything and I'll just run them through the dishwasher as I'm hand cleaning
of course
everything in the
somebody
pantry.
Check in on Anne on Tuesday. She's going to be skipping and singing.
I know.
So funny.
I cannot wait. And I might do it Tuesday night. So because oh. I feel like it's still going to be a beehive of people.
Yeah. And after hours.
After hours clean. So that on Wednesday morning, when the movers arrive, the kitchen is also completely fresh.
Wow. This is a huge week.
I don't know how I'm going to do it.
I don't know either.
But you want to help?
No, I will help on Wednesday. I'm going to come with you to mm-hmm. assist because the designer and her team will also be there mm-hmm. running yes. into each other.
And they'll be so at the people. Front door directing people, which yeah. will be good.
And I mean, then, I don't know how I would be of value on Wednesday unless there's
oh
like
my gosh,
moving that I, well, I'm not gonna.
It's also a good, I don't know, maybe
I could get people
learn,
like lunch
learn.
And snacks and oh. water and coffee and I'll be the runner for that. I'll be craft services.
That sounds great.
There's going to be so many people there on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be, okay, so I hadn't seen the wall coverings until today. I'd seen pictures, but so charming. I'm obsessed with, I mean, you. This was such a stupid thing that I said, but obviously I saw all the samples, mm-hmm. but it's so much better. Like
you said
person.
That.
I really
you
love my
able to tell
wall coverings.
How amazing they would
yes.
be from the little tiny sample.
That was my only point.
It's a good point.
Yeah.
I could tell. I mean, I could picture. I could put the repeat in my
I
head.
Really love the wall coverings.
Each wall has a different. Each room has one wall with a different wall covering on it.
Yes.
Did I explain that?
Yeah, no, that's perfect. And the bathrooms have the, what is that called? Like hand the shower head. I hadn't been there since that was installed.
The shower? The shower stall?
How you turn on a shower, what is that?
The faucets.
The faucets, yeah.
The shower head.
Yeah, shower head yeah, and the yeah, faucets and everything. I hadn't seen that being installed.
Right.
It was just
got,
had like the mm-hmm. opening for it, but they actually put that in. So
the only thing that will not be there, we're planning on staying up there next weekend. The only thing that won't be there are the shower doors.
Yes.
Because those always, I kind of feel sorry for the, we're doing glass shower doors. They have to come at the end after the tile is in and the hard surfaces and everything, and they measure. And then that takes, I mean, he said it would be like 3 weeks. So those will be in around July 4th. But we have our primary bathroom.
They won't be in around July 4th.
No, they will.
The doors.
So that's not that bad.
Wait, that's, so I thought that they weren't coming in until like the end of
so
July.
They won't be here this weekend, but they'll be like oh, the next
oh my
week
gosh,
or so,
that's like
nothing.
Okay, I didn't, that's like no big deal at all. That's just one. We already have two working bathrooms with doors.
Three.
No one's showering in the family.
Right.
So
we have so
three,
we'll have
yeah.
ours and then the one that has been there. And then one of the bathrooms, I put a tub in with a shower.
Oh
curtain.
My gosh, we're totally fine.
Right.
I didn't realize they were coming this soon.
No. So that's really
that's
good.
That's amazing.
And then the shutters will come. Those are a little delayed. I think they're supposed to be this week, but maybe it might be a little bit longer.
Yeah.
And the landscaper. This could be boring to people. I'm not really sure.
I don't
but
think
I,
it is. We try to bring it. Every dimension to, you know, not just us.
Terry has his top 10 and I give you my list of how I can't wait to clean.
But well, first of all, that's very important. That's just as important, number one. And number two, a lot of people do enjoy the home decor and the progression of it. This has been a project since December. So.
And I think we told everyone we took out baseboard heating. So that was huge.
Yes.
So we had to repair the places where there was baseboard heating.
I'm actually
heating.
Really happy to be rid of that baseboard heating.
Me too. That's what started the whole
well,
thing.
Well, right. That's what was the
yes.
impetus. Is that the right word?
Yeah.
Of the damage.
That's a very good word.
And thank
then
you.
The other thing, since we're just going through the timeline, is I use California Closets.
Oh, yeah.
And they take a very long
what's up
time.
With that, guys?
I'm not really sure. And so they ordered them, and she said it takes about a month, which would put us to the end of June that they are actually made. And then she said the installation date is in September.
Okay, well, that won't do.
And then she said they always get cancellations. So what I think I'm going to do is bring – we have a couple of racks, extra
that's actually
racks.
Not that big of a deal, though,
it's
because,
not.
Like, we have – the closet is done. It's just
not,
the actual
right.
organization of it, and that's –
And we were
fine.
At Home Depot today, and they had navy blue. If anyone wants crates for a dorm room or something, they had really –
We were at Lowe's.
Oh, Lowe's. So sorry. I always say Home
Depot. No, you're good.
Like, Home Depot is what I use for any type
just
of
just a general statement. Yeah.
Where you're getting house, you know, equipment.
Right.
Like,
we were at Target. We were at Home
yeah,
Depot. No.
It was Lowe's. They have navy blue crates. Really
yes,
cute.
Very
so
cute.
The other thing that we have ready to go – It are two shelves. I had the contractor go get them when he was actually at Ace.
Oh, I forget about Ace. There's always Ace.
What? I really love Ace.
I do too. Wait, I completely forget about Ace. There's Ace, Lowe's, and Home Depot. Mm-hmm. Anything else? I mean, probably.
Not probably, but not around us. Ace is great because it's like the neighborhood kind of.
Oh, is that what it's
store.
Like? The
I can't remember their tagline, but I feel like it's
Ace
something
is the
like,
place for yeah, the
for something for something anything you need.
Yeah. Yes, but you're right. It's a little bit more. It's smaller, right? It's like right near
you
us.
Run in, get it. But there's an Ace near our lake house, and he did go in there and he bought two shelves. My designer suggested doing this ahead of time, and he's going to put those together so that as the movers come. So I just bought navy crates. We don't have a lot of stuff.
Is this for the garage?
For the garage.
Okay. I was like, where are we?
We don't have a lot of stuff, but we used to have cabinets that are gone.
Yes.
So I'll have to see. That's the garage is not my favorite organizational place.
No.
So we did also.
We also don't have it's just bikes. Like it's not, since this is not our main house, it's right. Just the extra random
but we do
garage
have a
stuff.
And
well, yes.
So we got some hooks to, I'll have
oh, we
to
did get hooks
that.
Today at Lowe's. We did get hooks and some more cleaning supplies just to have on hand. We also went to Sur La Table to check out coffee makers to get a new one, but we decided that we're just going to keep the one that we have because it's basically the exact same model that's still available. So we were like, okay.
We have a Jura brand and
we
had it for a while, and the woman at Sur La Table said you can also send your Jura. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I just was,
we just wanted to see if there was something completely earth shattering that we were missing.
There's nothing.
No, there's nothing.
But if you do have a Jura, you can send them back, she said, and they will
refurbish it. Yeah. I thought that was interesting. So Wednesday is the big day. And then literally Friday starts July 4th weekend.
Well, we had a big discussion about this because it falls on Tuesday. It is the weekend.
I don't know
before.
What everyone's plans are. Like, what days do people have off?
I don't know.
What's the schedule?
I don't know.
I'm going to put up a Q&A box on Bose and Company. Be like, when do you guys have days off? I just like when we're all collectively on the same schedule. And I feel like because July 4th lands on a Tuesday, chaos is ensuing. So do people have Monday and Tuesday off? I'm assuming not Wednesday. Are they taking the whole week off? Are we traveling?
So
where are we
questions.
Going?
So many questions. I just know I'm ironing this week.
Well, right. Cleaning. We know where Anne will be.
But I do think that starting Thursday, Friday, this is the July 4th weekend.
Yes. So this coming weekend is.
It is.
I just feel completely unprepared, but not really.
In what way?
No, you know what? I feel super prepared. I don't know why I said that. I have my bathing suit.
I
have my outfit.
You tried on bathing suits. You have really
I think I just can't believe it came so quickly. That's what it is. But it always does. You know what? It always sneaks up so much faster than you think because at the start of the summer, at Memorial Day, you're like, oh my gosh, July 4th is so far away. It's really not.
No.
And for us, I feel like summer's almost hasn't even really gotten started because we haven't been up at the lake house. So for us, this is really going to be the commence of the real part, the heart of summer.
Yes, and I'm really appreciative that Dad kind of helped get this whole crew organized. And the whole goal was to get it done by June 30th. Yes, he did it.
Yes. The entire neighborhood did not believe us that it was going to be done by July, which, valid. But so anyway, July 4th plans. Friday, we'll go up there and just start the weekend. We're going to the boat club on Friday. I don't know what we're doing Saturday and Sunday. We have the jet skis. We haven't been on the jet skis all summer. It's so exciting.
It's like we're going on vacation.
Right. And then in the new house, Monday, maybe we'll have some people up, as I was saying, but I'm not quite sure. Because I feel like everyone's going to have Monday off. So I almost feel like Monday could be a bit more of a buzz. Because Tuesday, we are usually on the beach the whole day. I've talked about this before because we had our podcast last year. But Tuesday is super fun because there's games. There's a volleyball tournament. There's a parade in the morning. There's a parade in the afternoon. We have a
lot of parades.
Lot of parading.
I was also thinking I really tried hard and they were sold out. All I can think about right now is the house.
Of course.
I wanted Pottery Barn had some really cute bunting. The half circle bunting.
Oh.
And I have banners.
Why don't you Amazon? What about Amazon?
I'll look. They weren't as cute.
But just to have something.
Right. I have pennants.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of work to go out and hang those on the fence. And I think that my from ironing and whatever.
You might not make it to Friday, honestly. By Friday, we might not. You might have to be resting because that's a huge week that you have to then roll into a flag holiday like that, and not just any flag holiday, the flag holiday.
I'm doing it.
No, I know you're gonna do it. No one's shocked by that. You're gonna do it. We also need to figure out the podcast for next week because on Monday, it's gonna be
right.
We might have to take a week off or.
Well, we can
pre-record something.
Just do it this week like you normally do, Wednesday or Thursday.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
We're not going to take a week off. I was lying. We'll be here on Monday too.
And this is really Dad's, I think it's his favorite holiday.
Yes.
And I think that I'm wondering when he'll start wearing red, white, and blue.
Probably Friday.
He has a Maybe section Thursday. Of red, white, and blue clothes.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We have really great outfits for July 4th weekend. I feel like we've gathered things. I don't know why I said I was unprepared. I'm actually super prepared. No. And I'm going to be sharing a lot of those things over on the gram ahead of time.
And you have already.
My previous YouTube video, I showed an entire tablescape that you and I put together all from Target. So if you want to recreate that, if you are in a pinch or you just want to have a cute tablescape and make everybody else mad because you were so creative, then go check that out, you know?
Maybe I'll do dinner or something. I'll fix dinner Saturday or Sunday.
Yes, that could be fun.
We'll see who's around.
I'm so excited. I can't even believe that it's here. I love July 4th. Christmas is my number one holiday. And then number two is July 4th. Just because there's like so many people that we love to see and our neighbors. And I don't know. And it's even more special this year because you should feel so accomplished because of the house.
I do.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
So I think that's pretty much our show. I mean, what else do you want to talk about?
What? I went through my list of to-dos.
And we loved every single bit of it. So I hope everyone has a good work week leading into July 4th. We're thinking of you. I'm going to share everything that we touched upon, just the random bits over on the Bose & Company Instagram. So be sure to check that out.
Can I add one other thing?
Of course.
A number of people have DM'd me about paint colors.
Okay.
And I want them to know that I responded to people, but I was looking today. Did you see me? I was looking on the island. We have a whole paint schedule book.
Oh my gosh, I did not.
And I don't, the white that I use, which I've said before, is Distant Gray.
Yes, you've gotten the question white, a lot.
It's white, but it's called Distant Gray. I think that was a bad idea in the naming because there's no hint of gray in my mind.
It's a little confusing.
It's confusing. It's Benjamin Moore Distant Gray. But then there's a blue paint if you have seen Emily's YouTube.
Yes, yep.
I don't know why I'm bringing it up now, but I need to find that blue paint color.
Well, you will share the blue paint for sure.
Because they just have a couple accent walls, and I really like the blue.
And I will do a full, totally love that. Thanks, we're on the edge of our seat until you can figure that out. No, yes. And then that just led me to think that I will do a full tour probably in my July 4th vlog of the house.
Oh, that's
being
a good
done.
Idea.
So the visuals, and also the vlog that I'm posting, I think today, so Sunday, I don't even know what the date is, June. Where am I? No, I'm kidding. I showed update from this. The 25th. So the vlog that goes up on the 25th, because there's one going up today, shows the progression so far because we went today. So check that out, and then I will show the finished product for the July 4th vlog. That's going to be a really great video. Because it's going to be the first season. I can't wait. I'm so excited.
So
yes. So we will share more July 4th festivities on whatever we talk about for the episode on Monday.
Okay.
But thank you all so much for listening to this week's episode of Bose & Company. We really appreciate you coming back and tuning in wherever you are on your morning commute, at work, on the treadmill. I love every scenario and we're here for it. Thank you so much, Anne, for joining us
and for sharing
all of the house updates. And we can't wait to see the final product. Be sure to follow me on Emily O. and Bose & Company Instagram. Check out my YouTube channel for weekly vlogs and shop my merchandise collection on my website in good company on emilyonbose.com. I think that's all I have to say.
It's a lot.
And let's do the outro together. I hope you all have a great week. And remember that everything is better with a bow. Bye-bye now.